on church. Pastor, please, this thing has been bothering me. When I wanted to start business, my husband rented a shop for me. So I was like, I don't like anything of competition, or I don't like dragging things with people. So in that area, my husband told me to sell foodstuff. I told him no, because somebody there was already selling it. That instead of that, let me go into something nobody around there was doing. So I went into Okrika. I was selling it. But not up to a year, other people around there started selling it too. So I was like, go help me then. We packed out from that area to another area. But before then, I'm somebody I like business. I was like, Okrika business is not something I sell every day. God, show me something I can be doing that at least every day, one naira must enter my hand. So this thought came into me. I started making pap. I will make it. I will go and supply. I didn't do that one up to a year again. Those I used to supply to, they would tell me, madam, don't worry. I now do it myself. I say, God. I left that area. I went to another area. I rented shop there. My husband and I said, okay, now, thank God, this area you are, the only woman that sells foodstuff is a street away from you. So you now, you can sell your foodstuff. I said, that's true. I started selling foodstuff there. The woman next to my shop, she was selling rice, wholesale price. Then I was not having anything. I would go to her place and carry rice back. I will retail it. Daddy, I didn't sell that up to 6 months again. She also started retailing her rice. I entered into frozen. I didn't say it again for long. She started selling frozen. Everything I saw, she started selling. So I want to ask, is it a normal thing? Because it has been bothering me. Everything I put my hand into, people will put their hand into. Is it a normal thing?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, sister. First and foremost, the economy we run is not a monopoly. It creates room for competition because of the advantage of competition. That is what capitalist economy encourage. Because if you are monopolizing that area of business, even you, there will be no innovation. There will be nothing to make it better. But when there is competition, then you stand to make sure that you give the best to retain your customers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must do something to retain. There was, let me say this. There was a mistake that, I think it was Etisalat or so, that did with one of the, what that man that has gap, that Saka. They got this poor guy, and he was advertising for them. He became the face of, I think, MTN or so. Etisalat. He was the face of Etisalat or so, one of them. And then, because they just wanted to use him, a poor guy, maybe they gave him some little money, and then he didn't, they did not sign any contract. And he was always coming to bed. And then their competitor got to know that there is no contract between him and that place. And when NCC introduced the potting, then the guy now left with an advert. I don't put. That network, you can't take him to court because you didn't sign contract with him. These people came and offered him big money. I said, this is the advert you will do. So I was here before. I don't put. I changed his life overnight. So, when there is competition, your competitors are always coming to see, what are you doing that you are making it? So they will want to do it and even beat you to it. It happens. Yes, your question is it normal? Yes. I can give you this example. For instance, at the Air Force base there, in the officers' mess there, they built 10 shops and then leased it to people on a condition that no shop will sell what other shop is selling. So when they are giving you, this is what you will sell, you have to tell them what you sell. Any other person come in, they say, no, we can't give you, somebody else will be selling that. That was the law. So my wife got her own shop with what she's to sell. And others, some barbing saloon, what do you call it, the saloon, some pharmacy, one pharmacy, like that, each one specialization, one foodstuff. Before you know what, everybody was coming to my wine shop, coming to my wine shop. Then, because almost all of them, they are officers' wives that own the shop. Some of them very senior officers, so who will challenge them? Then I've decided to enter into the business my wife was doing. So naturally, my wife will be disturbed. I said, no, let them do it. You have your customers, they will have their customers. And so, all of them, every shop now sells what my wife is selling. Okay? Now my wife decided she does not sell anything fake. Where she gets her stock from, anybody, if you buy anything you're not satisfied with it, just bring it back. She will change it for you or give you back your money and take it back to where she bought it and insist they change it. So only original. And by that, her price are higher than the rest. So, she refused to change her price because of them. When you come, you enter her shop, you say, this is right. Said, no, well, this is my price. You can go. Then we go there and they say, but here is cheaper than here. I say, hey, go and buy now. There's no problem. Because she knows the quality. Very soon, the whole Air Force base, including people outside, if you want original of whatever you're looking for, go to shop this number. So, she is there, and then they close 10 p.m. By 10 p.m., there's queue. They come out to beg them, please, we are closing. Then other shops have the same thing. They will not enter there. Instead, we'll come back tomorrow. Then they try all manner of things against the girl that is selling there, including throwing whatever they throw to match. You know. But if it is spiritual, she has spiritual backup. Backup, 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 backup. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's what I'm just trying to tell you. That when somebody saw that everybody was eating, bakery, they do it with plantain. Everybody is going into plantain. Bakery, people line up. So somebody changed it to plantain chips. Repackage it and call it plantain chips. Competition, well, continue to sell bakery. Bakery, what do you call it? Plantain chip will collect your business from you. What do you call him? Maduka spoke something last year. He said there is a company that has folded up. That is Kodak. Who remembers Kodak? They were making film for photograph. He said they did not see that electronic was coming until people will not buy film again. Instead of them to think ahead and change, somebody saw that everybody snap picture. So they went and invented something that can capture picture now electronic, and it has been developing until many of you don't need photographer. You don't even need to tell anybody to snap it. You just set the thing like this and this. It's developing. So what it calls is it challenges you. You as a Christian, you follow this principle strictly, pray very well. After all, why do you want to monopolize Eladipo Market? That is one interesting thing that I have found about the sense, this business sense Igbo people have. If you are selling motor spare parts, all of them have a particular section that they all sell, even including if it is Volkswagen, now this section, if it is this one, they all come together and display their goods in the same place. So Ladipo Market has banned and all the rest. If you want to look for any particular item, just go to the market. I mean, where do they sell this? They will just go that side. All the shops are there. And then, what this shop is selling, all of them are staying. So everyone is making sense now. How they will take this customer come. So some said that is where they have, what do you call those boys where they were up and down? Eh? So, that's what brought the idea. As the vehicle is coming in, there is somebody to collect you from there. And they take you, there is a deal already. Anything I bring you, know my own heart. So they're working hard. So nobody fights one another. They just say, if somebody don't come this shop, don't come take them. Go there. And they have a union, they have a law to play the game. And everybody's making market, and they are all, the market in Nigeria is too wide for monopoly. So wake up and continue in the competition. It is normal. Ichi from Anambra State. Sister Enemo says, Shalom Church, I love your teachings and it has changed my life and my household. My question is, my husband wants to travel outside the shores of Nigeria, and our pastor told him to sow a seed. He did, but not in the same mission. The pastor said, the seed will not work. Please, sir. Is this true? And is there any form of seed he needs to sow? God bless you. When you go into ministry, listen, church, ministers of God, there is what I call ministerial etiquette. When you enter into ministry without integrity, then you mess up ministry. See? Some people enter ministry for what they will eat. And it is wrong. It's very, very wrong. Amen. God can tell you, go sow a seed. But carnal ministers can also use that and tell you, God said you should sow a seed in the life of a minister. If he say, is he not a minister? Go and sow a seed in the life of a minister. And I thank God for Brother Assembly. Many of you have come to me. Pastor, one minister here said that the Lord said I should sow seed in a minister. Yeah, God can say it. But when he says it, let me tell you, the one that God will tell you, go and do. Listen carefully. The one that God will tell you, go and sow. The result is immediately. It's immediately. But if it is by manipulation, he collects it, then you will continue to be calling, he will be praying and continue to pray for you for what he said to come to pass. That is wrong. You are traveling overseas. What are you sowing the seed for? If you have brought up your people properly, like we have been trying to bring up in this church, though we have not yet succeeded, in a proper place where you are properly taught this principle, we don't tell you before you do it. There is something else that I didn't add here. That, or you may have two the same seed, but the ground that you planted matters. There are some grounds that are not fertile. So if you are expecting a harvest, look for a fertile ground. And some of the fertile grounds include the orphan, the widow, the real very poor yomis, the progress of the gospel, and those that are laboring in the vineyard, the ministers that you know are laboring in the vineyard. Because there is even a commandment in the Bible, Galatians chapter 6. Let's read it, verse 6. This is the way he put it. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth. Communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Let him, you that is taught in the word, after we have taught you, and better begin to flow from our teachings. He said, remember us in all good things. Apostle Paul also went further. And he said, is it not written in the law that thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth the corn? Why? Because he said, it is written that he that works by the altar, we eat from the altar. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There are two ministries arguing at the back there. It said Galatians 6:6 did not say prophet, it said teacher. Pastor Thomas, he said, that scripture didn't say prophet, it said teacher. And the prophet is saying, no, he says, they are the ones. Ministers of God that you know are laboring. It's very difficult for somebody like me to teach when it comes to that because of the way it is taught in the denomination. When they finish such sermon like this, you see people be dashing pastor cars. In the denomination, sowing this, buy this for him, buy this for him. They are sowing, and they give their testimonies. But listen, that is not what I am saying. There are fertile grounds. There are some pastors that are not even fertile ground. If that pastor is not truly called of God, if that pastor has no passion for salvation of souls, if that pastor is just there making money out of the people, and you go to sow in his life, you have wasted that seed. Praise God. That minister too. So identify them. It's a fertile ground. Identify needy people. And help them. And please, we are in an age where believers are supposed to have some measure of wisdom and discernment. Because when we teach like this, no matter how we teach that everybody should be a giver, some believe they are the ones you are to give to. And before you know what, they will pursue people up and down. All they have in their mind is to pursue and pursue. Go and beg and beg and beg. Sometime I taught and I gave a lot of example of some things that I do. And before, I'm telling you, see, not for anything. I wish I can give you testimony. You see this 20,000 I give this sister. I live by it. If you are close enough to me, you will soon know something that will happen that I will receive because of that 20,000. A lot of people don't know it. That one is sure. There's no certain, certain. That one is certain. Certain. That one is certain. Nothing I do that I live by it because it's a revelation. Now, because I talk like this, now some people will be begging me. If you beg me, you get nothing. I get brain rich that one. Pastor, I have a need. They will start telling you, look, I am an African. If anybody sends me a text and tells me they have forsaken me, I'm married, 4 children, everybody has forsaken me, everybody, they leave me alone, no food to eat, no accommodation. Pastor, right now we are on the street. Immediately, what comes to my mind is, you have problem. Because in the African society, we have the best social welfare system. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have in-laws. Nobody don't look you. You are bad. Very, very bad. So don't come to me. You are bad. If you are not bad, your relation must take care of you. You see your condition and take care of you. And then some will come and tell me, Pastor, they drive me away because they say I'm coming to Brother Assembly. He said they will not pay my school fees again because he said I must go to Catholic. And then I say, are you depending on him? Say, you better go Catholic so that you pay your school fees. So you're thinking I will now tell you, here, keep coming, John. How much is your school fees? I will give you a fee. I will say, do you have any other alternative? Not be here to take care of you. So you, because you are coming to Bride Assembly, they drive you come up to a house. So where you go, come stay? So you are now thinking you are telling me something. I said, that means you are a disobedient child. Go back to your uncle and let him pay your school fees. Be a good girl. Be a good boy. But I can see somebody who is in need. You don't tell me you are in need. I will know. I will know now. Brother Jerry. You know now. There are some people you are doing counseling like this when you see their condition. Jerry, say, what my money where you collect them before yesterday? We collect it back and give the person. It will go. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for money. Praise God. Anyway, that is how you should do it. Anybody that comes to ask you for money, and it is worse, I feel very insulted for somebody I don't know to send me text, I need financial help. It's a serious insult. Who are you? How does it even imagine to you that somebody who doesn't know you, you will discuss my text and then he will send you the money? You can't spell where you do prophetic action to make him turn your head a bit. Somebody who doesn't know you, then you are sending text asking for money. How do you think about that? There's no relationship. You think you just say, you heard what he said yesterday. He said somebody sent him a text and say he needed something for school, for his school and things like that. It's not done like that. Stop that. No relationship. Stop it. Stop it. And don't, God will help us. Character matters. Character. So what I'm teaching us here, amen, there must be a relationship with that man. You don't have a relationship with him, why will you go and ask him? That's it. You just become a babiala on the street. And Christians don't put on that type of spirit. Have a relationship with someone before you ask. Then the person will understand you. He has known your background. He has known who you are. He has known what you are struggling to do. Then he can help you because there is already a relationship. Not just like that. In conclusion, that sister that asked, that pastor, forget it. You don't need to sow any seed before you go. That seed will be sown. God will lead you to do what you want to go and do overseas. Forget it. That man is a hungry man. Yes.
Sir, my question is, can one seed or false food work against one
can
one seed or first fruit work against one?
Against you. You sow a seed and it work against you. Never.
Because I remember that I was praying for a job, and eventually I got a job. So and it has always been in my mind that my first fruit, I'll sow it, I'll give it back to God.
Yes.
And the next month, something happened at my working place that I had to leave the work.
Oh, now, if you see, God is not a businessman. He has principles. You don't just go one-sided and forget the other one. There is a scripture that should console you. All things work together for good. That's sucking. You don't know what may be preventing you. So you should give thanks that it happened. That person, you don't know what he used to save you from that place. Maybe get somebody who will pass on the way you sit down there. You are finished.
Then, sorry, sir, my second question is that when does one seed germinate? Because I sow seed a lot. And
it depends on what the seed is. I have explained it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Okay. Ability Akpabio from Akwa Ibom State. Shalom, church. Sir, you are really a revelated minister of God, and I so much love your teachings. My question is, according to the book of Joshua 1:8, does that mean that there is success? A good success. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, there is success and there is good success. Amen. That simply means success has levels. So, you can be successful and yet it may not be yet good enough to achieve your desired dream. Praise God. You are successful as far as attaining a particular level is concerned. The level that takes care of you and your family comfortably is success. Now, when that success goes to a level where you can employ others, and so many other people can benefit from your success, it becomes good success. Thank you. Yes.
Praise God. Church, praise God. My question is concerning my own business. I do a kind of business that I buy things like wrappers and other wearings. I will go to the market, buy them, and then when I come, I give it out to people on credit. Then we make an agreement made based on 2 months period of time, 2 or 3 months to be paid. Then this thing has been bothering me as a Christian. I don't know whether it is good for a child of God to go into such business. Because as I give it out, some people turn to be wicked. They will not like to pay back.
Give out money.
No, the clothes, your the clothes. Goods. Yes, goods, yes.
No, it's a business strategy. You choose what means to dispose of your market. And if you want to do it by credit means, it must be that you have sat down and discovered that your goods, your market will be better sold if you let it go that way than displaying it cash and carry. So if it's only normal, if you adopt a credit system and it is not working, you revert. It's simple. Cash and carry. There's no big deal there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?